JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Welcome to the program.
Very intense moment. The chance to try something nobody's ever tried before.
Take off your pants!
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
It's a lot of nonsense.
Groovy. How'd you start this thing?
And good morning, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. It is Tuesday, March 26th. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning, JP.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Hard to tell it's March 26th because, well, snow.
Yeah, well, it's really just like a frost, really.
Yeah, well, yeah, for some people it looks like a frost. Some, well,
here, some in, like in Lincoln, at least northeast Lincoln.
And northwest Lincoln, where we live, there's snow on the ground.
Oh, you got
and then
snow,
ice
snow.
On the yeah, ice wow. on the driveway. So.
Huh?
It'll be gone by what two days from now. It'll be all cleared up. Is what they're saying. So it's going to go by pretty quickly. So just give yourself a little bit of time. Wasn't too terrible on the main roads. So just be careful as you start your day with the. It's supposed to end by about 8-ish. The flakes completely just stopping, and then that wind's going to kick in. So just
we didn't see any flakes northeast town.
Okay.
We just had kind of a, I think it turned into sort of snow, just the accumulation of the cold and the
It's because JP
ice.
Lives out in western Nebraska now, so he that's
you
how
basically
he got
do.
That.
It actually takes less time to get to work now than it did when I lived at 78th and Pioneers.
Really?
So, yeah, because it takes like maybe 7 minutes to get here. From.
I bet it's, do you think it's geographically closer?
I wonder if it is. I think it probably is. Yeah, and there's less lights and stuff. So mostly interstate, but that's
that doesn't suck.
I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but there's a lot of people I know that it's hard to talk politics. But I heard Rob talk about this yesterday afternoon, and so I thought it was something to bring up.
Oh, I totally know what this is. I think
the 35-year-old math teacher in Dallas.
Yes, I love this.
He just announced he's running for president after changing his name to literally anybody else.
First name literally, middle name anybody, last name else.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So he'll get written in by a bunch of people.
Yeah. A judge who didn't find it very funny ultimately signed off on the name change, so it is official. He even got a new driver's license that has his smiling grin.
Yeah, so this
on the
guy,
driver's license.
Like, he's in Texas, right?
Yeah, he's in Dallas, Texas. He filed the necessary paperwork with the Federal Election Commission, currently trying to get on the ballot in Texas as an independent. People in other states would have to vote for him as a write-in candidate, but that's another possibility now is a guy. Before he changed his name, his name was Dustin Eby.
Okay. So now he's anyone else?
Literally anybody else.
Mr. Lenny, nice. Literally anybody else. So if you want to write in him, he says he'd be done when he's probably just going to go change his name again and go back to Dustin Eby.
Hey, people say that phrase all the time around presidential elections. So
literally anybody else?
It's good built-in marketing already, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, you know, without even thinking about this guy, if you didn't know about this guy and somebody, say, went into the ballot, wrote down literally anybody else, he would be the candidate.
Yeah, or imagine people that, like, didn't know this was, like, a thing. And
right.
then that's what they wrote in to be, like, cheeky. But they're actually
funny about
voting
it.
For
yep,
somebody.
But they actually legit threw a vote towards Dustin Eby.
Hey, he's an Army vet, too, and he was like, I don't care anything about politics, really. I just think people should have the option to vote for someone who, like, resembles and represents them.
Yeah, he's 35.
So he might actually end up getting
some votes.
More votes than you think.
He might do pretty well. Well, Mr. Literally anybody else, we wish you the best in your effort to get on the ballots and have a shot.
Your campaign endeavors.
At the competition. Let's get to today's show.
Coming up. Next, with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
We got an all-new Dinner or Dump 'Em. Allie needs us to avoid having to break up with her boyfriend. We'll get into that and have you guys chime in, too. We'll have JP Mex's guest. We'll get you how people are, like Coriel, laughably unlucky.
Yeah, you know, at some point you kind of stop laughing, actually.
Yeah.
And it becomes tears eventually, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll get the nitty-gritty and some new music next.
Trisha Yearwood to receive a prestigious honor, Morgan Wallen and Eric Church's business venture update, and more on the latest shock from Jimmy Allen.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out. Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty Gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. Trisha Yearwood is set to receive a prestigious honor at the upcoming CMT Music Awards. Yearwood will be the inaugural recipient of the June Carter Cash Humanitarian Award during the live ceremony. The award is presented for people who have shown their dedication to community and their fellow artists, embodying June's spirit as a fierce advocate and initiator in paying it forward, helping others find their voice, and using their platform to inspire and uplift others.
She's definitely one of those people.
She certainly is. She'll be performing at the award show, too, which airs on Sunday, April 7th.
Okay.
When Eric Church and Morgan Wallen bought up Field and Stream magazine, they announced there would be probably a new music festival created in conjunction with the iconic brand. We had already mentioned that. Well, it was announced yesterday. It is coming right along. One big name will join the Fueled and Stream Music Fest, Lainey Wilson.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so they got a big get right out the gate. Over 30 acts are expected to be on the bill, but as of now, we just know of two, which is her and Eric Church.
Which are two big gets.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, huge. Yeah. The event will take place in South Carolina, October 4th through 6th. Now, let's jump into the gossip section a little bit. I mean, it isn't gossip when you know it to be true, but there's details about the gossip. So we know recently Jimmy Allen confirmed he had twins with a fan last year.
Yeah.
Well, we now understand that both of them were still married to someone else at the time. So although their reps are saying they were both separated, here's Jimmy's like full baby timeline.
Okay.
Jimmy first became a father in 2015, and the identity of the mother has been kept under wraps. He then went on to have his first kid with Alexis Gale in 2020, and then they got married soon after. In 2021, the couple welcomed their second baby together. In April of 2023, he and Alexis filed for divorce. In June of 2023, just a couple months later, Jimmy had twins with Danielle Rice, who was a longtime fan and married at the time. Yeah. September of 2023, Alexis gave birth to the couple's third child, making it six overall to Jimmy.
Wow.
No one knew about Jimmy's twins with the fan until last week when he posted this to his Instagram story saying, quote, "I have six kids. I love each one of them. I refuse to let anybody make me feel ashamed because of my children. The only opinion I care about is theirs."
Interesting.
A little extra on the Jimmy Allen fire, I suppose.
Pretty wild.
We have new music from Zach Brown Band, by the way. It's like a summery feel-good track because we all need a little pep in our step. We got ice on the ground, maybe a little bit of white stuff, and it's freaking cold. So let's add a little zhuzh. It's called Tie Up. That's the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey L with Kix 96.9.
There's something in water around here. It's more than just boats and beers. It's new friends, old songs, sunsets, sing-alongs, and problems that disappear. And it don't matter where you're from or who you know, just pull up slow. You wanna tie up, put your feet in the water, pop a coat top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker, it don't matter. Tie up, coozy up a can, put a little sun on that bar. Troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup and tie up. And tie up. No drama in the no-wake zone. Just pull it in the cocktail cove. Just laughing and lying and sunburned, frying the good times in stereo. Get a tube full of crickets and some bull peanuts. Get your name in buzz and tie up. Put your feet in the water, pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker, it don't matter. Tie up, coozy up a can, put a little sun on that farmer's tan. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup. Tie up.
music first from the Zac Brown Band. Tie Up will be great for the summertime and make you feel warm a little bit on a cold day like today. If you want to get the new music, you can hit our Now Playing button at KZKX.com. I've been waiting on some good news. On a cold, dreary day, we get you some good. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969. We'll be glad to tell everybody about it. Coryell, what's your good thing?
My good thing happens to be about Footloose.
Hey, what's this?
The OG one, right? With like,
yes,
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon's Footloose is celebrating the 40th anniversary of its release this year. And it was filmed in Payson, Utah at the school there.
Such a good story.
So Payson High School students have banded together and they're getting like a true experience of 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon or whatever the heck that's called.
Yeah.
6 degrees from Kevin Bacon. For months now, they have learned the Footloose dance. They've done flash mobs. They've done all this stuff online. Hashtag Bacon to Payson. They've been trying so hard to get the actor to come to this year's prom. It's extra special, too, though, because it will be the last at this building, the building that it was even filmed at. The school will be relocating at the end of the year. So they've been trying really, really hard. Prom day was on March 22nd, and Kevin Bacon, he did not leave them hanging. He was like, you know what? I've absolutely got to come. He sent in a video and stuff, and the kids got to watch it and like freaked
so
out.
Cool.
You know, he didn't, I mean, he visited the school the day of prom, didn't necessarily go to prom, but I mean, he basically did, you know.
Right.
And he thought it was really, really great, and he was very grateful because the kids had tied in his foundation, 6degrees.org. They did like a fundraising event for the community and stuff the day of also. So they even tied in his foundation. They recreated scenes from the movie. They had such an all-out blitz to get Bacon to Payson, and it absolutely worked. And I guess it just kind of exceeded anybody's wildest expectations and dreams, and a really, really cool way to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the movie and kind of close a chapter on that school that's been there for decades.
Yeah, such a good story.
Very awesome.
Nick, your good thing.
My good thing. Back in school, we all had to read Homer's Iliad, the book that he wrote. So there's some researchers over in the Mediterranean that took that book and started mapping out all the different adventures that happened in the Mediterranean and around the area. And they have so far located 15 shipwrecks from that time that were in the book.
Wow.
And they, like, some of these go back to, like, you know, the Battle for Troy and all these different things. And they're finding, like, millions upon millions of dollars worth of gold and different things that are on these ships, and literally they're just using that book as a treasure map.
Wait, the book was real?
They were like accounts of what they said was history. We don't know, because obviously, you know.
Oh, I just never thought
but they
was
started
actually
but
real.
They followed it, and they've been finding all sorts of stuff from like the different battles that happened.
Oh my gosh,
within the book.
Awesome.
That's
and,
cool.
So yeah, kind of neat. Like, someone was like, hey, let's see, you know, how real these things were. And then they, like I said, they started finding, like, for the Battle of Troy, they found all these ships that were, like, in the story that were recorded to have been sunk at different places where, you know, battles were. And it's, like, lining right up with it. That's such a neat thing.
Wow.
This
that
is giving
so
me hope
cool.
That Harry Potter is actually real.
Like, it's a real thing?
I just missed my letter in the mail.
Hogwarts.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe you'll get invited. We don't know.
That's super cool.
That's awesome. Well, then I'll give you one, Nick. Normally, you're the one who lets us know about prehistoric stuff.
Love prehistoric stuff.
So while playing in a creek in the Santa Cruz Mountains, a group of California elementary school students discovered a prehistoric left arm bone of a Jefferson's ground sloth. So
okay.
This bone,
oh my gosh, cool,
dating between 11,500 to 300,000 years old. The fossil is a significant find and the first of its kind found in Santa Cruz County, according to the experts at the Museum of Natural History. The fossil, notable for its rarity, will be featured at an Arts of Nature exhibit and provide a unique opportunity to connect the public with the Earth's ancient history. And they're going to have like a picture of the elementary school kids who found it.
That's so cool.
At the museum as well to display it, which is a very, very cool thing. Another good thing is that we ended up winning $12 The other day on the Millionaires Club.
No way.
Yeah, but we are still going to try and...
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
Become a billionaire. So I use the 12 bucks and just repurpose it into buying tickets
good
for
idea.
Mega Billionaires Club. 1.1 million, big mega billions to be
You should exact. Do one of them, whatever numbers these people are about to give us.
Okay.
And then do randoms with the rest of it on that same ticket.
Okay, I can.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's how we get it.
I mean, we go all the way back to the beginning of this. Was my math teacher, Dr. Dojal, had called in and said you got to do a randoms too because that's the only way you're going to win anything is you got to have to have a random involved. So we'll get the numbers from the people.
Yeah.
All right, GP.
And we'll get a random quick pick,
Rock
too.
Rock and roll.
And we'll see if we can win $1 billion tonight. 466-9696 if you want to join the Billionaires Club.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
He's been struck by lightning. How many times is it now, Reg?
Six times. That's called laughably unlucky.
Oh my goodness.
66 times struck by lightning in the head was Reg in the movie The Great Outdoors with the great John Candy and Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
And we asked you guys to tell us some stories, and then Coriel and I had talked after the show yesterday about another story, because you know, talk about Reg and the lightning and how you have you're basically getting zapped constantly by your own hair.
Oh yeah. So when I was in Nashville like a month ago or so, or a little less than whatever, I got tinsel put into my hair, which is exactly what it sounds. It's like fine strands of glittery tinsel. It's like a deep pink color. And this salon was working a pop-up thing, and I was working for a friend's bar, like little pop-up bar thing. Yeah. Hard to explain. Anywho, they were like, do you want some tinsel? I said, sure. I guess all the girly pops are doing it, and it's cheap, so why not? And it's held together by, I think, like a metal bead, sort of. They like squish it. That's how it keeps steady in your hair.
Right.
Well, my house is the portal to hell when it comes to like dryness and static electricity.
Okay.
I mean, my boyfriend and I shock ourselves, each other, constantly. It's so bad.
Too much friction, eh?
Sure, too much friction. And I got up the other day to go turn the lamp off quick, and I just thrown off this like really static electricity-y blanket. It all was this like perfect storm. And I shock my hand really hard by turning the lamp off, like, really quick. And then I realize, oh, my God, I, like, shocked my temples. I could feel it in my brain. And I'm like, what the heck? And then I, like, shuffle my feet across the floor again. And I go grab something. I get zapped again. And then I realize it's the bead. Like, the bead and, like, the tinsel itself, I think, is a conduit for this electricity. So I'm constantly giving myself little brain zappies because it's right over my temples.
Explains the whole lot.
Oh, boy, Coriel.
It's crazy. There was a big one yesterday.
I
thought it was a goner.
Makes sense.
You know, just when I thought that I have heard all the craziest things that could possibly happen to you, you just told me you're getting brain zappies from friction on the floor and tinsel in your hair.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's Christmas time.
Like Coriel.
I know.
Well, and then
I'm unlucky. I finally like, get a deal on something that like the girly pops are doing, and it looks cutie. Yeah.
What's
and
a girly pop? Just so
certain,
I know.
It's electrocuting me.
The
just
the
like
trendy girls.
Girl, women, girls. I mean, I don't know.
You're trying to be 21
just
again.
Yeah, trendy and, girls, trendy women.
And then when we thought we had just one more story about Coriel and her laughably unlucky, she walks in today.
I go and I one-up myself.
So I was praying something like this wasn't going to happen to you when it came to the lip filler
I
thing.
I was hoping certainly not me.
What is happening?
So, okay. So, I went to my friends at Jacobson Cosmetic because I've always wanted to know what it felt like to have juicy Like, kind of like natural, juicy looking lips. Okay. They don't last forever. They last a long time. But I have always had what I like to call them affectionately as bird lips. Don't worry if you got these thin lips, okay? Because I've always had them. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to see what it was like. So I got these fillers, okay? And first of all, they looked amazing right after, and they're going to look amazing.
Your snaps look fantastic.
Honestly, serving looks left and right. I'm so thrilled with it, truly. But the thing is, everyone had told me, and they did too, because they're not going to mince words. They were like, hey, tomorrow you're going to wake up and be like, what have I done? Oh my God, that's how swollen they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told this. I knew it was coming. They're swollen. You can probably hear a little bit of a difference in my voice this morning.
Nope.
You'll hear it tomorrow too. A little bit. It's going to be today and tomorrow are going to be the worst days for the swelling.
You sound like Jennifer Coolidge. Like,
I just
pick up my pie.
Like, what is that?
Feel bad.
Like, your lips are about as big as Jennifer Coolidge's are right now.
Man, they're swollen. At least I know no one was lying to me.
Coriel. I'm
thrilled for them. I'm thrilled for them to like even out and then just be like,
yeah, I am too. I'm waiting for that to happen.
Juicy little lippies.
I have jokes, but I have decided. I'm going to be nice.
You want a paycheck more than that?
I'm being nice to you, and I love you, and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You did this to yourself, but mm-hmm. that's okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I did. I chose this life.
You experienced it.
I chose this life.
So I'm going to can't do it.
I will say thank you to Derek, Kyle, Christina, Allie, and Taylor, who all gave us great examples of being laughably unlucky. We feel for you and your pain.
Yes.
But we don't have enough time because Corey... She's the queen of the laughably unlucky.
Queen of laughably unlucky, truly.
So you can continue to tell yours on Facebook, KX969.
Check this out. Here's what's trending online now. On Kix 96.9.
What's trending brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
3.
Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott and other state leaders met with the press to give an update on the major disaster at the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Mm. The bridge that carries I-695 traffic over the Patapsco River collapsed due to a ship strike overnight, sending multiple vehicles into the water. This was one of those massive, massive cargo ships.
Yeah.
The ship apparently lost power and could not avoid hitting the structure. Officials say one person was pulled from the water uninjured, and another was taken to a hospital in serious condition. They add that about 7 others are still in the water, and dive teams are searching for them.
Wow.
First responders, fireboats, and emergency personnel have been on the scene since about 12:30 a.m., so just after midnight when the bridge collapsed into the water. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has declared a state of emergency.
Yeah, it's like, if you get online, there's like 8 different camera angles of this thing happening. Like, it's insane. I've never seen anything like it.
It is.
Like,
it's just really, really scary.
It's surreal.
It's, I'm not saying that this has anything to do with the movie at all, but if you did, unfortunately, watch Leave the World Behind on Netflix, it's, if you don't know what that looks like, I mean, it's literally that type of ship. It's
just a giant cargo ship.
Ginormous.
Yep. Yeah,
it's just
it's
so
crazy.
Sad.
It's a crazy video.
I hope the folks that were rescued or can pull through, and then I hope they can find the others. Very, very sad.
Yeah. Federal agents raided homes in Los Angeles and Miami, reported in connection to hip-hop mogul Sean Combs, known as Diddy. Raids were apparently part of a federal sex trafficking investigation, and several people were detained in connection with it, but not Diddy. Homeland Security Investigations New York is also involved in the operation, so they will provide more details when they become available. Currently, he has not been named as the focus of the investigation by Department of Homeland Security. They did share that the FBI is likely looking for things like laptops, flash drives, and more that could connect him to the investigation. Justin Combs and King Combs, who are his kids, right?
Yes.
They were detained at one point in time and placed in handcuffs. TMZ was able to get video of Diddy after the raid at the airport in Miami. He's seen pacing around outside a customs office, but doesn't appear to be detained. Didn't you mention, Nick, that like his plane...
Yeah, there's...
Yeah, his plane left...
the country. So there's a Diddy has a music video back in 1997. I can't remember which one it is. Can't Hold Us Down. I don't remember which one it is. But it starts out with him standing on a tarmac outside of his private jet and like six FBI cars speeding towards him, and he gets in his plane and flies off, and people are tweeting that out saying he told us how this was all going to end back in 97.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
But then you have to wonder, like, then what, like, who was on the plane? Or like, what was on the plane?
What items were on the plane that were sent away?
There's a lot of speculation, that's for sure.
Yeah, lots of speculation. We will keep you updated on that.
Man. So strange.
One! And then, just as Major League Baseball is about ready to start, there's another scandal going on, and it involves Shohei Ohtani on the events that led up to the sports betting scenario that led to the firing of his interpreter. Mm. Well, that story is continuing to grow, and the scandal brewing, and some people are even on X saying, oh yeah, there's evidence of him throwing games as part of this betting scandal. Yesterday afternoon, Shohei addressed a meeting to discuss the allegations and said he never bet on sports or asked for someone to do it on his behalf. His interpreter, Ipe Mitsuhara, stole money from him and told lies.
There's a lot of people thinking this is why Shohei did the contract he did, because his contract only pays out like $1 million a year for the first 10 years. And then it like is backloaded for the next, whatever, 15.
Oh, wow.
And there's a lot of people thinking that he did that so that way Major League Baseball couldn't take the majority of that contract money from him, is what a lot of people are guessing as to why he has such a weird contract that he signed with him.
Huh. Interesting.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, we will see what else happens with that. Man, it's like scandals galore today.
I know.
No kidding.
And that's what everybody's going to be talking about today.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Can we save Allie's relationship, or will Will's luck run out in today's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em?
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Allie.
Okay.
Hey.
Good morning. Yeah, I need you all to talk me out of it.
Okay, so what's going on with you and your boyfriend?
Well, things are going really well. You know, we date on off during college, but we've been together for like solid a year now. And actually, we just like moved in a couple months ago. And like then you start to see more things about someone's day-to-day life. And my problem is he likes to use a fresh towel every time after taking a shower.
Oh. That seems true. Trivial to break up with someone over?
Well,
just to clean.
I know, but I just feel like we're wasting so much water, right? And like that bill isn't cheap, and I just feel like the cost of it just keeps going up. And like we're washing towels more than it's just ridiculous. I use one towel for a week. Like I don't understand why he needs to use a new towel every single day, you know?
Are you saying it's kind of like a sign of him maybe being like generally wasteful?
Yeah, I just think I think we could be a little more economical, a little more sustainable in our habits.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you want us to call him up and discuss his towel usage?
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, like, I don't know, tell him he doesn't need a new towel every day, that it's not... He's still clean if he uses the same towel twice.
Okay, hear me out.
Okay.
I gotta throw my boyfriend on the bus really
fast. Does he do this?
No, not the towel as much. Okay. He, though, will wear, like, four different outfits in a day, because he's more stylish than I am, and he'll put on an outfit for maybe 30 minutes and then realize he didn't like it anymore and then put something different on, and he will put those clothes in the dirty clothes pile.
Wow.
Oh, no.
He does not rewear clothes often at all, and that's almost more infuriating, if you ask me.
is it... Hold on real fast. Now, I want to also, I use the same towel a couple days in a row, to be on the record here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
but I also make sure that when I hang my towel, I hang it in a specific order so I know which part of the towel I use to clean my bum. And then which part I use to clean my face.
Right. Wait, you're onto something here.
You guys, there are little particles there, no matter how clean you think you are, that end up getting on your face.
Right.
If you're not careful.
I'll go a week and then I'll... over the weekend, just we'll swap it out with another towel.
Yeah, I'll usually go like
the
week, too.
Yeah, you're kind of the weak person, too.
Yeah. All right. It is excessive, though. I will give her that.
Yeah. Can you? I mean, Allie, can you imagine if you were like with Coryell's boyfriend as well, with the fact that multiple outfits are being thrown in there and a towel a day?
It would drive you nuts, I'm sure.
Yeah, it would. That would be so irritating.
He might just be very sensitive to dookie droplets, and he doesn't want them on his face. I'm just saying.
I would argue that everybody should be sensitive to dookie droplets.
Okay. I don't want to be... Listen, I'm not picking on anybody here. Right. JP doesn't wear underwear, so the inside of his jeans definitely has dookie droplets on it. And he uses the same towel for a full week. There's dookie droplets on there.
True.
That's all I'm saying. I can't wait for all the little kids in Lincoln to go to school today saying dookie droplets.
You're going
to
get everybody saying it.
All these teachers are going to be like, that Husker Nick, I'm failing his kids
in school. The dookie droplets train.
So basically, Allie, you want us to call up Will and tell him how wrong he is to use towels every day.
Yeah, exactly. And save our relationship.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Save his relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, we'll all be glad to do that and see if we can get you guys taken care of.
Coming up next. Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
How do you feel Will is going to react to getting called out about his towel usage?
Yes. I mean, I don't know necessarily if I would call it like an insult.
Right. But like, are you somebody who uses a towel a day? Like, is there...
Yeah, I think it kind of reflects on like your, I don't know, your character a little bit and the way that you're willing to just like use up these resources like a goblin.
All right, well, we'll get Will on and see if we can sort things out with him and Allie in Data Redump. Feel free to comment on the towel usage or whatever and let us know if you think it's weird or whatnot.
Yes, on Facebook, KX969 or KZKX969 on X and Instagram. And GIF form is, well, you get it. It's the best form.
It's Data Redump.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And if you're just joining us, it's an issue that Allie has with her boyfriend, Will. They moved in together a couple months ago, and she moved in actually to a house he has because it apparently was his uncle's who passed away, and now the rent's pretty cheap from his parents. The problem she's having right now with her boyfriend, Will, is the fact that he uses a new fresh towel every day after taking a shower. She says it's ridiculous that she uses one towel for the entire week. Just thinks that they're wasting water, the bills aren't cheap, and then having to wash the towels all the time. He thinks I'm gross for using the same towel for a week. And we needed to call him up, according to her, and tell him how wrong he is so we can save their relationship.
Hello?
Hey, we're looking for Will.
Who's this?
It's JP, Coryell, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going, man?
It's going all right. How can I help you?
We are calling on behalf of your relationship and helping avoid you getting broken up with. Your girlfriend, Allie, gave us a call about you and something that's going on that she wanted us to address with you.
Okay. She called you guys?
Yeah, she gave us a call. Do you have any idea why she might be calling us?
Is it about the towels?
Yes.
Yes, she's angry about
the towels. Oh, about God, the damn so towels.
Dumb. This is dumb, okay? So tell us, why are you using a towel a day? What is that about?
I don't know why she doesn't get it. Is it wrong to want to be clean?
I mean, no.
Do you think it might be a little excessive, though?
My mom used to always tell me, like, you don't want to be rubbing those dead skin cells and all that other nasty stuff.
Dookie droplets.
On your towel
dookie
droplets, over I told you. Right?
Dude, he's right. That's correct.
Because let's be honest, like, my mom was a firm believer that you've got to change your towel every time. Like, literally. Because you're just rubbing all that stuff right back onto your body.
Okay. He does have a point. Isn't the point also to, like, aren't you supposed to, like, scrub and things so much in the shower that, like, the amount of whatever, like, maybe very small 2%. Excess would be on the towel is something that maybe you don't have to worry about as much?
Right, yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you're cleaning correctly, you're just getting clean water on your towel.
By the way, well, Allie's on the phone with us as well. She's not a fan of you using the towel every day and swapping them out.
and she called the she called you guys about it.
Yeah.
She's furious with her, sir.
Yeah. It is a little much, I think, sure, but it's annoying to her. So
who does the laundry? If he does the laundry, it's fine.
Well, that's a good question. So, Allie, yeah. How does that work?
Like, so we only have 7 towels, and, okay. like, he's using 6 of them in a week. And, like, that's part of the thing that's so annoying, because, yeah. like, when it's, we trade off doing laundry, but yeah. when it's my turn to do laundry, I feel like I'm doing a complete extra load every time just because he can't reuse a towel.
Do you understand where she might be frustrated, Will?
I mean, okay, he's never really done the math on how many towels we have, and then there's like,
thank you.
Only, so I get it, there being one left, but I don't know if you guys have ever noticed, if you like use one towel too many times, for me, I start to get itchy, and I started figuring it out. I said, yep, it's because these towels are nasty. And yeah. It doesn't matter how much you scrub yourself when you're in the shower, you're still going to be a little nasty when you rub that towel all over yourself.
I already did told you. Yeah, well, I guess you didn't hear this earlier. Yeah, earlier. I already, in the last segment, mentioned that I am very conscious of which part I rub my bum with and which part I rub my face with.
Because of dookie droplets.
He calls them dookie droplets.
Ew, dookie droplets.
That makes exactly it. Yeah, you
yes.
don't want to put, what did you say, dookie droplets?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Mm-hmm. All over the rest of you.
So, like, if you don't keep track of that, how do you dry your tongue? I'm just kidding.
Gross. Yeah. Would you be interested in a little bit of a compromise? And would you take a page out of Husker Nick's playbook and hang up the towel that you use to clean your butt crack or whatever? Would you hang it up, you know, one way or the other so that you could use one end or the other and at least maybe try to get 2 uses out
like
of one towel?
Yeah, 2 days out of it versus just one.
Could you compromise a little bit in that way?
I mean, okay, I can make that work.
And I think you have to be the one who does the... I mean, whether it's your week to do the laundry or not, you're doing the towels because you're the one who's using the majority of them over Allie.
Yeah, maybe. They can implement a couple things.
There we go. That sounds fair. I definitely should do them since I'm the one using them all up.
Okay.
What if you just drip dry? We just stand there and chill out for an hour and wait for just the world to dry
He's
you
like
off.
He's like standing there eating a bowl of cereal, watching TV.
Listening to a podcast, chilling
Making
out.
Making as a blue jay.
Yep.
Trying to stand out on the balcony.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
On the balcony. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Just drip dry.
That would give the neighbors something to talk about.
Oh, man.
He's like, I'm just increasing property value.
Yeah.
Just make sure when you're out there, though, be like, hey, don't blame me for this. My lady doesn't want me using more than one towel a day or whatever, and that's why I'm out here.
And everyone will be like, oh,
no,
okay.
That's not his fault.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and then you can end up on Neighborhood Watch as well.
Yeah, there's this dude just air drying every day. Oh, that's perfect.
Allie, do you feel like we have helped in any way to fix things between you and Will?
Yeah, I think so. I think if it can cut it, like, go to 2 uses, I think that'll help, and that seems like a good move forward, at least. You know, we were just kind of stuck in this place where it kept coming up over and over again, and I kind of wanted to move past that.
Well, hey, I'm glad you guys brought this to us because it was entertaining, at least. I think what we can do is we can give you dinner out on us, and we might even throw, like, a Target gift card in so you can go buy, like, another towel. How about that?
Another towel.
make sure it's brown.
Add to the rotation. Oh, my God, Nick.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Gross.
All right, well, hey, congrats on moving in together. Best of luck navigating that, and hopefully you guys continue on pretty strong.
Thank you.
Yeah, the phones have been lit up
since
we have been talking about this towel usage. And the messages are coming in, too.
Yeah, so is it gross to reuse towels or even maybe rewear certain clothing? How many times before washing? You know, tell us on Facebook, KX969.
You can also call in 466-9696. Get in line, because there's a pile of folks that have thoughts about reusing towels, reusing clothes.
I'm reusing until it visibly looks different.
You think he was committing a crime, or she was, in the way they used their towels.
I think he was committing a crime.
Will uses a new towel every day, and it's driving his girlfriend, Allie, crazy because she's having to do all the towel laundry and the water usage. And that was bugging her to the point where it's like, all right, maybe I can reuse the towel for 2 days in a row. But there are people that are, like, can't. Like, my buddy texted me and said, I have to use a new towel every time. Otherwise, I have acne issues, back acne issues. So I have to use a new towel for my own health.
As much as my boyfriend's, like, laundry usage, towel usage and stuff kind of drives me nuts, I will hand it to him. He does reuse the towel for a little while.
Okay.
But he will actually go wear an outfit for like maybe 1 hour sitting in the garage having a beer with friends and then decide he wants to be, I don't know, like cooler than that, wear a cooler outfit, and then he'll go in and change and then he'll put those clothes in the dirty hamper, and that drives me insane.
Well, and our new part-timer, Hannah, also uses a new towel every time.
Yeah, and apparently sometimes like, 2 to 3 times a day.
Because she showers, I think, is excessive, 2 to 3 times a day. That's a lot.
That's a lot, Hannah. I probably shower twice a day.
You want to read Randall's on X real quick?
Oh, yeah. Randall, not tweet, whatever, posted on X. Well, I got to let it load. Okay, it says, using a new towel every day sounds like something that could be used against you in court. Yeah. So, did you rob that bank? No. Do you use a new towel every day? Yes. Guilty.
And the calls have been
coming you, Randall.
In about this. Good morning.
Every time. They need to get more towels.
You use a new towel every time?
It's not a him problem. It's a lack of towel problem.
One for my hair, one for the rest of me.
So you sometimes use two towels every time?
Yeah.
Wow.
My stomach hurts. Just thinking
about it. Okay.
But I feel you, though. I understand about the towel thing for your hair. I get that.
Yeah, that's a thing that has to be.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I have to wrap my hair.
Yeah, sure.
And then I just meander a boot the house.
I have
while
one
I'm
of those cool.
Stuff.
They have like hair towels specifically that are cut weird, and they've got like a little, they have like a little tiny little cord, like a button on them, and then you like flip your hair all weird and you twist it and whatever. I got two of those.
Wow.
I know.
Hi, Kix.
Those are nice.
Okay, my thoughts are regarding the towels. So if he's like obviously super clean when he gets out of the shower, his towel's going to be clean, right? Aside from the dead skin cells. But if she really thinks that he should be using the same towel, why doesn't she just use his clean towel? Because it's so clean, right? This is before the... Why can't she just use it?
That's a good point, too.
Yeah, I guess that's an option.
You know, I would not do that personally, but if she's so concerned about it, then I would say, heck, his towel's so clean, have her use his.
Have at her.
Do that one instead.
This is all such an interesting conversation, because I think it's so crazy how different people have different thoughts on all this. Like, like wearing the same underwear, there's people who will wear, like, more than one day, which is just crazy to me.
Yeah, ew.
And like, I know. But then also, by theory, that would mean JP would have to, he'd have to clean his jeans every day.
I have a pair of pants on every day.
Do you clean your jeans every day?
I throw them in the laundry, and wash what I got to wash.
You'd have to, because it'd be like wearing underwear multiple days in a row without cleaning.
Well, it's cold out. Like right now, I'll wear tights are underneath my pants too, just to stay warm. Because
tights, that's like underwear, just long underwear.
Yeah,
so you do wear underwear.
Yeah, when it's cold out.
It's like funny. This. Oh, sorry.
Good.
It's funny how it's feast or famine when it comes to this, because either you think it's absolutely egregious and super gross to reuse a towel, or you're like, yeah, just go nuts.
Yeah.
That's what all, like, it's, there's no really in between far on Facebook, at least, KX969. Roseanne did say something. She said, buy some more towels, but honestly, if you've done a good job in the shower, only thing that should be in your towel is water from your skin. She should just refold his towel and put it on top for him to reuse. He'll never know.
That's a good point, too, if they're all like kind of the same color as well.
Diabolical.
There you go.
I got there.
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet. Captain Planet.
Doing our part to reuse things and recycle things. Kind of comes into play when it comes to the towel usage by Will and Allie, his girlfriend.
Yeah, so I decided I needed to know if these other ways that I thought that I was maybe...
helping out the planet?
I guess, sure, helping out the planet or being less wasteful, if they actually
work?
Were helping. Because part of the reason why I'm so steadfast in the reusing things is because I'm like, well, you know, why do that when you're just like wasting water, rewashing it all again when like it's perfectly fine how it is, you know?
Right.
So then I found some numbers that I'm less than pleased with.
Oh.
And this might be a little shocking for you to learn.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you use like, let's say you use like a lunchbox, you bring your lunch to work.
Yeah, to work every
in
day.
In a specific lunchbox that you bought.
Grab.
Not just like a Hy-Vee sack, okay? You need to use it 208 times to offset the carbon emissions it took just to make it.
Do what now?
You need to use that lunchbox that many times to be able to offset
to make it the worth carbon. It, essentially. To offset the emissions.
To make the actual lunchbox.
Yes.
So after a year of going to work or whatever with it.
Yes. That one's a little more doable, I think.
Yeah, it seems like the range is about right.
But water bottles, this one too, I think is fairly doable. Water bottles, like all the tumblers people are walking around with. You get them free at like all these promotional events constantly. I don't know about you, but I have an entire cabinet and a half full of water bottles.
I'm in. Yeah, let's go.
A bottle made of stainless steel, aluminum, glass, or BPA-free plastic needs to be used 500 times offset the carbon emissions used to make it. That's not a big problem either.
Does that count if, like, I refill it four times in a day? Is that four?
That's what I think.
Yeah,
that's
think
how
so.
I count.
That's
yeah, because you'd assume
it.
That you would have. You would assume that you would take a new cup each time, then or whatever. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The things that are really getting me here are like the cloth shopping bags. You see people walking around stores with them every once in a while. I don't see them as often anymore.
Okay.
But like, for example, the Trader Joe's ones right now.
Okay.
Like some people are selling them for like $500 on eBay or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
Why?
But I don't know.
Weirdos.
But it needs to be used 7,100 times, over 7,000 times to offset the CO2 emitted during the production.
Wow.
And then on top of that, data shows that 90% are only used a handful of times. So of the people that even use a cloth shopping bag or have used it, 90% are only used like a few times, and then people forget they have them. But you would have to go shopping over 7,000 times and use that bag specifically for it to even make any difference. This isn't to
impact.
Deter you from like, you know.
You just convinced me that I don't need to do any of this. This is like, hey, forget it, man.
I just think that you're better off using the water bottles and like a lunchbox, even like reusable coffee cups and stuff like that. You're better off using those than almost anything else, it seems.
Okay.
I think a lot of stuff doesn't make a huge difference. I think you're telling me that we just need to not worry about the planet and just do whatever we want. Because ultimately, none of it matters.
No.
Well, it's good to recycle.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah. It feels like it.
I just really want you to reuse your towels.
Time to play JP Makes His Guess and give you a chance to see Russell Dickerson live. We've got tickets all week long for that show coming up this summer at the Astro Amphitheater on August 15th.
Yee-haw.
Tickets officially pre-sale with us on Thursday and then tickets on sale Friday. Competing today for those tickets and teaming up with Corey Ellis Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
And competing with Nick is Kelsey. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
All right, so we've got the top 10 Woo-hoo! Answers on the board. Top answer is worth a point and a half. And today, if you didn't know, is National Spinach Day. Every day, every March 26th.
I did not know it was National Spinach Day.
It's to remind you of the health benefits packed into this leafy green vegetable.
I like spinach.
Delicious ways you can enjoy spinach, but also think about how gross that was when you were a kid, and I do not even care about spinach. That's gross. I don't want to eat
that. Call me Popeye because I eat spinach.
Did you when you were a kid, though?
Mm-hmm. I think I did.
Okay. Well, I have the top 10 foods/drinks you hated as a kid but love now.
Ooh.
And since it looked like Nick won last time around, so we will start with Coryell and Scott.
Works.
The top 10 foods/drinks you hated as a kid but love now.
Scott, what do you think?
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels.
Those are delicious, by the way, in the oven.
Good.
With some good seasoning and olive oil.
I like
Brussels sprouts, by the way.
I like the Brussels sprouts at... What? Number one?
Number one answer.
Yeah, man.
No
that's
way?
Like the most stereotypical kids hate
the
that
most
stuff.
Hated food as a kid. But you, what were you saying about Brussels sprouts?
I like the Brussels sprouts so much at Venue.
Oh, very, yeah. No, those are fantastic. That little appetizer Brussels sprout action.
Now
going
I'm.
On. Now you want
man,
that?
Man, I'm okay. drooling.
So we go to.
Well, you've been drooling. Those lips are making you drool all day. I said I wasn't going to make fun of you.
No.
But you got your lips
so
plumped
good,
right into that
and
one.
I walked right
into it.
Got her lips plumped. We go to Kelsey
so
and Nick.
Funny.
Top 10
all right,
foods
Kelsey,
slash
what do you
drinks
think?
You hate as a kid but love now.
I'm thinking vegetables of some sort, but maybe something like carrots?
Yeah, let's do it. Although my kids love carrots. I don't know.
Yeah, carrots didn't make the list.
My kids will eat carrots until their faces fall off.
They're delicious.
Scott, what do you think?
How about tuna fish?
Ooh, tuna.
Yeah, tuna. Not on the list today.
You know, when I was a kid, we ate so much tuna fish casserole, it was ridiculous.
Like, yeah, back we then, did it's have like tuna common stuff.
What do you, I don't know if people like these as adults, but like, what about something like peas?
Yeah, that was my next thought.
No, peas aren't
okay.
Because nobody likes them in general.
I do have to go back.
I love peas.
I do have to go back and fix. I think I have to give you the points on tuna fish.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because fish is on this list.
Just in general?
Just
yeah.
Technically,
that's
it's
funny.
It's a fish, so
I would never have guessed that would be on the list. But,
yeah, fish is
that's
on
fair.
There at 8.
My son, for his birthday, likes a good smoked salmon.
Oh, I just
really?
Had some yesterday from
that's
Ivy.
So interesting to me.
So good.
All right. Well, so sorry, Corey
okay,
and Scott,
Scott,
you guys have two and a half. You can win the game with this.
Way
answer.
To go,
so
guys!
We have two and a half, and they have
zero right now.
One because of tuna, right?
No,
we didn't tuna. You picked that, buddy.
You guys
we did tuna.
That. You did tuna.
Good lord! Sorry.
The lip thing is getting to you.
Yeah. Scott, what about like, coffee? Because you said food or drinks.
Mm-hmm. I did say food or drinks.
No, I would taste test coffee when I was younger. Like, try to drink it in high school to be cool, but like,
Coriel's
I didn't
just
really
like
it that
ripping
much.
A dart and like cups of coffee when she's like 7. What's going on here? And you're like reading the paper.
I did.
She's having a Cuban coffee.
Hey,
I would try to be like my dad and like try to drink coffee, but I hated it.
Hey, Dad.
What did you say, Scott? You said
how about beer?
Yeah, I'm assuming you hated it as a kid.
Right. Because you always try to taste your dad's, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess I did try to taste my dad's beer.
What do you want to go with?
Sure, yeah, let's go with beer.
Beer!
Dang.
Nick and Kelsey.
Do you have any answer? I obviously am not dialed into this one. Lima beans?
Lima beans.
Let's say tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Boom!
And you're on the board at number 10. Tomatoes is on the board.
Yes, he gave us the charity one.
It was there before.
I appreciate you.
You said it. Right. Back to Scott and Coriel.
Scott, what about like mushrooms?
Charity.
That would be a good one.
Mushrooms?
Mushrooms.
Ah!
Back to Kelsey and Nick. Food you hated, food or drinks you hated as a kid but love now.
Food.
Wheat bread.
There you go.
Whole wheat bread. Mm-hmm.
Whoa, all right, that's on the list.
Number two.
Number two?
As a kid, like, you didn't want to eat whole wheat bread, you wanted the white bread.
My kids have never had
so.
White
Wonder
bread. They just eat wheat bread.
That's funny.
All right, so now Kelsey and Nick have 2 points. Scott and Corey have 2.5.
Okay, so he keeps saying food or drinks. I think we need a drink on here. What about
I think we need to go with your coffee.
Okay.
I think we need to go with your original coffee.
You just want to go with coffee?
Yes.
For the win?
Yes.
Yay! Yes! Good job, guys.
Finally got through, and yes.
I was going to say, because what about just plain old water?
Water. I mean, yeah, as a kid, you're like, I don't want to
drink your
water.
And I'm like, no.
Again?
Juice.
Here's your top 10. Tomatoes in at number 10. Cottage cheese came in at number 9 of the foods or drinks you hated as a kid but love now. Dark chocolate at 7.
Oh, yeah.
coffee at 6, asparagus at 5.
Oh, my kids eat the snot out of that. See, my kids just eat super healthy, so none of this registered.
Right. Grapefruit came in at number 4.
Oh, yeah.
Spinach was at 3 on National Spinach Day.
Oh, nobody said spinach. Nope, oh, good Lord.
Whole wheat bread at 2. Brussels sprouts the number 1 answer, and Scott and Coriel finally won the game.
We did it. We locked it in, finally.
Kelsey, thanks for playing. That is JP Makes Us Guest for today.
Yeah, you got that yummy.
That means it must be Tasty Tuesday.
It is Tasty Tuesday time. This weekend is Easter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you think of Easter candy. There's the Cadbury eggs and then the Reese's eggs.
Thank you. That is the only one you need to worry about is the Reese's peanut butter cup egg.
In your opinion.
Huh?
No, I would agree, actually. You know what? No, I like jelly beans quite a bit, too.
I want an entire Easter basket with just the Reese's peanut butter cup eggs. That's all
I need. That is the dream of many, yep. JP.
But I get it. Jelly beans are fun, too.
But also, don't forget the most iconic of all the Easter candies. They get a bad rap, and I hate them. I can say that word. I hate them.
You talking Peeps?
I'm talking Peeps.
Yeah, I mean, you either love them or you absolutely loathe them.
I'm on the loathe side.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
I really am. You're not a fan?
Okay, I will have them if it's the only thing available, or I will also,
comes to shove.
Yeah, when the kids were little, I used to, for fun, to spice things up during Easter, we'd do Easter s'mores.
Oh, you use Peeps?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a cool
idea.
They
melt just about perfectly. Sugar, too.
I may have to change my tune, though, because each chick apparently has just 28 calories and is fat-free.
Okay.
So they're not as bad as you think they are.
All right.
It's sugar. You're dealing with sugar here.
For sure, it's sugar.
But they're really not that bad in the scheme of things.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Peeps, okay?
Okay.
When they were first made originally, they were made by hand. Do you want to know how long it took roughly to create a Peep?
I would say an hour.
27 hours.
27 hours?
Imagine investing 27 hard working hours of your life on something that everybody's going to make fun of decades later.
On one Peep. That everybody's going to make fun of.
That's going to become one of the most hated candies.
Wow.
But, I'm not dogging. If you like Peeps, that's great.
No,
and I loved them when I was a kid because of all the sugar and stuff.
Right.
And I don't know. As a kid, I really loved them. Just as an adult, I can't stand them.
You were one of those people who probably had the Pixie Sticks and you just dump all the sugar in your mouth.
Yeah. But I'm not a marshmallow person. I will do s'mores, but I go really light on the marshmallows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not much for a mallow. But it's because it has to cool. But now, thanks to modern technology, it takes just 6 minutes.
Oh, that's a good
So we go from 27 hours to 6 minutes. I think that's a pretty good jump. The first Peeps had wings, and the candy's manufacturer wanted to update their look, so they basically clipped the wings, so no more winged chicks. The first color was yellow, and it's still the most popular color. Yeah. Mm-hmm. According to the Just Born Candy Company, which is the maker of Peeps, which is out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, by the way, how much more Easter-related can you get? There are enough Peeps produced each year that if they were all lined up, the line would circle the earth twice.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot. That's an absurd amount. The machine that makes Peeps, the depositor, which don't like that, has remained unchanged for more than 50 years. The recipe hasn't changed either. It's the same as it's been. It's a mixture of liquid and granulated sugars, corn syrup, gelatin, and vanilla. That's essentially what goes into a Peep. And then also, survey shows that nearly 2/3 of people who eat Peeps bite the heads off first, kind of like chocolate bunnies around Easter.
For certain. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then you can microwave them, you can freeze them.
We've done that microwave.
You can even put them on pizza. Apparently, pizza is a thing. That also makes me want to die.
Oh, that's terrible. Who puts marshmallows on pizza?
Yeah. That's gross.
You can actually, I just looked it up because I was curious, can you do a Willy Wonka tour of the Peeps factory in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania? You can.
The Just Born Candy Company.
They do tours.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they either hand them out free or really cheap on Groupon because I don't know how many people are seeking out
Right.
To like see how peeps are made.
No, I don't think of anybody that would really want to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, this Easter, if you want to ditch all the peeps, you're going to, I mean, I'm not going to take them.
No.
JP's not going to take them. I'm sure there's somebody in your friend circle that will take those on, volunteer as tribute.
Yeah,
fall on that sword for you, I suppose. Yeah. But if it comes to Reese's eggs and whatnot, JP might actually beat you for those.
For certain.
You should have seen the wild look in his eye when I mentioned the Reese's eggs.
As soon as they were available on the store shelves, I had myself
He looked me in the eye and he said, "Give me your Reese's eggs." I said, "Get off me. These are mine." You guys didn't even see it in here, but it was insane.
It was intense. Our one big thing today is remind you tomorrow, Workplace Wednesday, where you can be the hero of your office by getting a shout out on the radio. You just have to let us know where you're listening to us every day at work and have a chance to win some awesome prizes.
Yes, and one of those prizes involves popcorn.
Yeah. Maze popcorn specifically. Mm-hmm. That popcorn bar is pretty solid.
Yes. So when you do the Workplace Wednesday shout outs and whatnot, you tell us where you are listening to Kicks while you work. When you do that at KZKX.com, it also qualifies you for that Maze popcorn bar. Snacks at work. Can't complain.
And you'd be the hero everybody is looking for in a day like today when it's cold and crummy out, and you can go up and, "Hey everybody, popcorn bar, 12 o'clock.
Not all heroes wear capes, as they say. Some just bring popcorn buckets.
Exactly. So if you'd like to get on a Workplace Wednesday, it's right there on our website at kckx.com. Go to there, get signed up, send us a message to shout out you and your coworkers or your business as well, and we will get all of those coming up tomorrow to beat the workday blues with Workplace Wednesday.
Workplace Wednesday.
We'll have that for you tomorrow. Couples therapy will be all new. We'll give you more chances at Russell Dickerson tickets. Have a great day.